The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Since Aaron and I are out here on the dating market,
yeah,
it's time to talk about dating disasters.
Which, honestly, I don't know if I've had one from being on the apps. There's been like a couple awkward things, but I wouldn't call
them
disasters.
Really?
What I decided it is, talking to my therapist, I don't have a therapist, so just talking to myself, is that I love people. I love learning about people. So no matter what, I'm going to make sure that I am interested in you and the conversation's going to go well. Like, I give it all to make sure that we are having a good time.
I believe that I have that gear somewhere in me, but it's my also, I'm running real low on Fs.
Mm.
So there's times where I'm just like, wow, this is wholly uninteresting.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't, I'm not great at like keeping it.
And that's okay.
Like, conversationally, the three of us could be in a room and somebody like, and we're like, we're not allowed to talk about anything we want. Anybody can walk in and say any subject and we'll talk for an hour. Because we just, it's what we do. We like each other, whatever. But it's like somebody new just sitting, I'm sitting across from you at a French restaurant. I'm just like, oh my God, I just want to just.
Like, I'd rather be home.
Just so much.
Yeah.
So much.
Because, you know, you're trying to get in each other's rhythm. And do you think, are you going to think this joke's funny or no? Oh, you're kind of, that sounds horrible.
This is exactly what we want to talk about. We want to talk about your dating disasters. If you've dated me, you cannot call in.
Bonus points if you have dated
me. No. Front of the line.
I don't think anybody's going to have a dating disaster because I barely dated. And I've only mostly dated people that I know, but like way, way back when, way before, I've told this story every time. We were at one of the restaurants where you can write on the table.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like Italian restaurants do that. Chop House does that. Whatever. And she had crayons, and she was writing her first name with my last name.
That's so wild.
On our
first
date.
Oh my gosh, that just
like literally on our first date.
I hate
like,
it.
What are you calling? Because I'm like, I drew like a guy with buggy eyes and spiky hair, and like I'm like cartooning, and I'm like, what are you doing?
And this she's guy's a great artist.
Over and over,
him.
Her name, my last name, her name, her last name, hyphen my last name. Her, like she's trying out all the different and I'm like, do you think this date is going that well? Because it's not going that well. It's legit not, no.
It's just so.
It's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, what would you, how would you react to that? Because you're so like, I want to be interested. I want to keep the conversation going if a guy had started.
Writing
doing,
that?
Yeah.
Name with his last name.
I would probably make a joke, and then if he was serious, I would absolutely ghost.
Okay. You have to, right?
You have to, yeah.
She knows your last name. She's going to find you.
I know. Well, I did. I mean, and then she went in for the kiss at the end of the night, and I'm like.
Nope.
Because you know, that one, somehow she's going to get pregnant from that, and I'm going to.
I've always heard that could happen.
I don't know how it works. So if you have what we are deeming a dating disaster, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I've had a couple. They're mostly self-inflicted, I guess. I remember.
I was going to let you step on the landmine all by your lonesome.
I remember one time a girl came over to like hang out, and it was like late night, like after the bars kind of thing. So we were in the dorm room, and I turned on the TV, and I just always have it on like the shopping networks and stuff because I like to watch QVC and HSN.
It's been that long that you've been watching that?
Yeah, I've always liked it for some reason because they're live and they mess up, but they have to just keep going, and I just always find it funny. And so I remember that time we watched the Nutribullet, the like little blender commercial.
You didn't turn it immediately?
No. I was like, well, this is what
you think this is your closer move?
This is what I watch, yeah.
Okay.
And she was not impressed at all, and she.
Oh, really? That sounds so weird.
But it was a great deal. Like, I'm giving you something.
What was her name?
I want to say her name was Erin, actually.
Erin?
Yeah.
Erin's on line one here. She's got a story. Yeah, this guy took me home. Watch QVC. Like, you're not going to close over the magic bullet.
No, not at all. I also remember another time going on, we were going to watch the Twilight movie, which I had no interest in seeing at all, but the girl that I was interested in wanted to see it, so it's like, oh, we're gonna go, and it's gonna be a foursome. And then at the last minute, they were like, you know what? We're making the big trip up to the big city to watch the movie. Like, we're just gonna bring some other people with us, and my ex-girlfriend got in the car as well as I was sitting up front with the new girl. She's in the back of the
Tahoe.
How
many buffers do you have between the X and...
She's in the back seat, so then there's the middle, and then I'm just in the front.
It's too much, though. There's
There's no way to go forward. There's no way to go... like.
And they knew, right? The people that invited her?
I don't know. I don't know what... It was just kind of like, oh, hey, you guys, we're going up to watch the movie. We'll hop in, and then they just...
Interesting.
They got in, yeah. And then so it just... And then I still... had to watch Twilight when we got there.
Which is already an excruciating experience all by
itself. Watch it.
No, it's, dude. No. So terrible.
It was
bad. It's so bad that it's good.
That's, I understand people who try to make that argument, and they're the same people who go, pugs are so ugly, they're cute.
No,
some things are so blank, they're actually the blank. It's so bad, it's bad. It's so ugly, it's ugly.
Yeah.
It's,
it wasn't even the first one. It was like the third. I had no idea what was going on. And I was just like, this, yeah, I blew it.
I remember talking to a girl that I went out with, and she said they went out for drinks. They sat down, and within 10 minutes, he had pounded like 4 rum and cokes.
Oh.
So he was just getting after it. And she was like, this doesn't feel right. But plus, the other big dating disaster, all men should learn this. Stop talking about your ex, especially if she's got legal proceedings against you and whatnot. So this guy's like talking about how the last ex, you know, had a restraining order. Just like it was a whole bunch of bad stuff. So then she's like, I'm going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd had a Diet Coke. And so she asked the bartender for the bill. Well, the bartender gave her the bill for the 4 rum and cokes and everything. And she's like,
No.
Well, I'm just paying for the Coke. He's like, could you get all of this?
Oh,
I forgot
my
wallet.
Oh my gosh.
So she went ahead and paid for it. And she was like, I'm sorry, this didn't work out. She left, got in her car, and like 10 minutes later, DP.
Stop.
No.
What?
Are you kidding me?
Swear. She was my esthetician for a while. She would tell me stories like this while she's popping blackheads on my nose. I'm like, what? You've had to buy his 4 Cuba Libres while he's like and pounding and talking about restraining orders, and then he sent you a pee-pee pic, thinking like, well, if the alcoholism and restraining orders and violence didn't close it, how about this tiny little thing?
My God.
What a tool. He probably thought he was like thanking, like, hey, thanks for the...
Yes!
Enjoy this.
Yeah, enjoy. Oh my God.
And like, how far away are you? Like, turn back around. Circle back and grab me. We can get after it.
That made my eye twitch.
I know. All right. Well, if you've got a dating disaster that rivals these, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about dating disasters.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get a lot of stories out of you. Oh, I guess because all your dates go well, Aaron.
Yeah, I mean, I went on a first date once to a concert. He picked me up and we both happened to dress up as Ted Lasso. But it wasn't a disaster. It was wonderful.
That feels like a disaster for everyone at the concert.
No, it was so much fun.
We both have mustaches.
What? Oh my God,
it was around Halloween, just for the record. It wasn't like summer.
Yeah, I was just trying to, I was going to let you have that.
Just
but I'm
a big
like,
fan.
What? Just a random Tuesday. It's like, why are you dressed in banter gear? There was one on this Reddit thread that talked about, and I don't even know how this came up in conversation, but she said, he said he keeps his toenails long so he can scratch his legs. you gonna bed that one down? Or?
He's a practical man. I don't know.
Gross! All right, Emily, dating disaster, what happened?
For like 3 or 4 dates, we were kind of getting serious, and I was like, well, I should probably Google him. And when I did, I found out that he had been accused and prosecuted for being a peeping Tom.
Ooh.
And I was like, wow, okay, yeah, this has to end and this is going to go no further. So I had to break up with him in a very awkward way that I was honest. And
but wait,
him,
you'd
like,
already
you know,
gone out with him?
Oh, yeah, we were like dating.
You got to pre-Google. Pre-Google.
This was like maybe 15
Did you notice him spying on you ever?
No, thankfully. Like, good. Thankfully we had never.
That just means he got better
apartment.
At it. Doesn't mean he's not doing it.
Oh, God. God, I hope I'm not. No, thankfully he had never been to my apartment. And,
oh, good.
Good, good.
I very much, like, ended it and told him, like, I kind of found out, like, your history and I like blocked his number.
Yeah, no, that's not going to stop a peeping Tom, really, but.
Well,
I saw you Googling me.
Gross. Thank you, Emily. LT.
Hi.
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 Dating disaster. What happened?
Oh, my God. So I went on this dating site. Me and this girl talked for quite a bit, you know, probably about a month. And we exchanged photos and everything like that. We decided we wanted to meet up for dinner. We went to the Torres Mexican restaurant there on Federal. Got down there, had the good conversation. Afterwards, we're like, yeah, so how did things go and everything like that? She goes, you know, because I really didn't turn around and like the way you looked or anything like that. I just wanted a free dinner.
Oh. She admitted that. That's so mean.
Straight
to my face. Heron's like, never admit it.
Rule number one. No, anyway, I'm so sorry, LT.
I'm headed to Sierra tonight with some ugly dude.
I would never do that for the record.
God. Yes, you would.
I would not.
Oh,
and,
LT.
And the crazy thing is this, is her photos didn't even look nothing like what, you know, she was posting on the dating site.
Yeah.
She's like, not even her. Mm. You know, I was like,
that sucks, man.
Yeah. It's like, all right, peace.
We'll see you at Sierra later. Stevie?
Yeah, guys.
Yay.
Dating disaster, what happened?
There's a couple disasters in this story. I met this guy way back when I was working at a bar. Decided to finally go out with him. I have a friend with me. He tells me, cool, we're at a party. I go to this party. We pull up. The party ends, and he comes out completely trashed. So I'm like, cool.
For your date.
I was like, okay, well, let's go get some food. I'm starving. It was the end of my shift. Let's go to Taco Bell. Him and his buddy get in the back of my car. We're in the Taco Bell drive-thru. At the time, I was a smoker, and I did not realize that cigarette smoke triggered this dude. Huh. I lit up a cigarette in the car, turn around to ask him what he wants to eat, and get a face full of vomit.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
In the drive-thru, so I can't even go anywhere. I was stuck.
The Taco Bell people are like, people usually do this after they get their food.
It's usually about 40 feet up the road where this happens. Why is it happening so soon?
But if you did take me to Taco Bell on a first date, I would probably propose.
Yes. You? Like,
yeah.
You don't even eat anything at Taco Bell.
I do, yeah. It's fast food. I love it.
Yeah, okay.
I've never heard you eat at Taco Bell.
No, he doesn't. He's just saying it's just because it's fast. It's adjacent.
Yeah.
Stephanie?
I know what you're about.
Guys.
Yeah. Guy. Dating disaster. What happened to you?
So, like, 20 years ago, I worked overnights at a gas station. It was a family-owned convenience chain, three states wide in the Midwest. And I'm working overnight. So this guy comes in and asks, he goes around the store looking, and he asks if we sell condoms because he's trying to hook up in the parking lot across the street. And I'm like, no, we don't sell those, unfortunately. We're family-owned convenience store chain. And then so he's like, okay. And then asked me what I'm doing after work. I'm like, well, obviously not you.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to hit a couple other stores and I'll have some stuff.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.